You see, my daddy left us with a few head of cattle, and my mother looked after him. My other brother, I got two more brothers, but they didn't care anything about it. But my mother looked after him and got help to look after the cows and hogs and things like that. And until I got big enough and I was interested in it, and I kept them until old Fuller Warren was, and the St. Joe Paper Company bought all this land through here. Well, they didn't want the cattle out on the range. They just thought that they ought to get rid of them, and they elected him, and he declared it a no offense law, and we had to do away with our cattle because we didn't have land to keep them with. And I imagine my mother called them mine because I was the one that took care of them and kept them going. And I imagine from the time I got big enough, we had 4 or 5 head of cattle that she had there and down there at home. And I worked them up till I had about between 400 and 500 head. And I don't know, I wouldn't be able to say how many hogs because they were out on the range, and whenever they closed, they made a no fence law where you had to fence them in. I got all the hogs that I could get, but I sold all my cattle. But that's the way you get into it from back in them days. Now that was a mainstay back in whenever I was a young guy.
Did you put up many fences when you were? What kind of fences would you have put up?
Well, it just had to have been about a 4-foot wire fence with a couple of barbs on top of it, or a pasture, or just a barbed wire, because a lot of them tried it after I sold all mine, but there were several that tried to pasture them here, but you couldn't do another pasture. You had, in the wintertime here was our trouble. Cold enough that'd kill the grass so bad that you grow pasture grass. It'd kill it out so bad that the cattle couldn't live off of it. Unless you bought feed for them, you couldn't do it. Well, I couldn't take care of no 400 head of cattle. So I had to do it, get rid of them.
Did the people ever use any other kind of fences around here besides barbed wire? They ever use any kind of wooden fences?
Or a split rail type.
Can you describe one of those? How's a split rail? How do they look, a split rail?
Well, it's just, you get the heart part of the timber that's dead and down timber. Back in the early days like that, that was the fence. It was railed. And I can't remember too much about them. I saw some. And the last ones that I knew anything about was up here at Bunker. When Tom Love bought a place up there, and it still had an old split rail fence around it.
They laid across like this?
Well, they made them in a triangle shape, just kept right on going, just a triangle. It had to come this way and that way, right on down around. It couldn't be straight unless you put two posts down side of it and stacked them up on top of one. But it's mostly built like that. And they just split the lighted rails, split them up. The axes and split them and trim them and put them up there, and they're pretty. Split rail fence is pretty.
Did they ever make any of the kind of fences they do in Alabama that maybe this high, so they come up and come to a point like that?
Not down here, no, sir.
But what would you call that kind of fence? What would y'all usually call it?
I don't know. I never did see one of them.
You ever heard?
Or to pay any attention to it.